last night, there were at least two contacts made by the industry with us. One, John Harper called Buford Ellington. And as a result, Buford had the impression that if there were some quid pro quo from us, the price could be rolled back. Secondly, Hal Porter called me at Walter Heller's urging after talking to Heller and said that he believed that if Gardner Ackley talked to John Harper, we could roll back the price, that Alcoa had some feeling that they had violated a little bit of a confidence in not warning us in advance of their price hike. Porter also said that he thought Reynolds might roll back the price if they were talked to directly. Now, I was very skeptical about this. Porter asked for half an hour to call me back. He called me back about 12:30 and said that he was virtually certain this would be the case with Alcoa. Not as sure with Reynolds. We met this morning, and I think everyone is in agreement, Mr. President, that we should try today get that price rolled back. And Bob and I believe that the way to do it, since Buford has a relationship with Harper, is to have Buford to call back John Harper and tell him that we'd like that price rolled back. And if Harper says, well, what do I get out of anything like that, Buford can respond to him by indicating that, without getting specific, that he's sure the government will be much more cooperative in terms of disposing of the stockpile. Harper might specifically ask for some kind of a long-term deal. Buford could leave that a little vague and let that get worked out subsequently. At the same time we did anything like this, we would move ahead in preparation of putting 50 or 100,000 tons, whatever the right amount is, out on the market for sale. Perhaps we'd go out late today if Buford failed, or early part of tomorrow morning. We need some time on preparing this, however, because we just are in an abominable situation in terms of staff work and loss of Knott's ability and knowledge to negotiate and what have you. In that connection, we would recommend that we inject into this negotiation someone like Gene Foley from the Commerce Department, along with one of Nick's very good lawyers from outside the antitrust division, somebody like John Douglas, who spent a lot of years with a great big law firm and knows how to run these things out. There are other actions that we could also prepare to take today, such as government-wide order on the substitution of other materials for aluminum. Again, withhold taking the action until we see what happens when Buford talks to Harper. In terms of any time delay, Mr. President, we'd have Buford say to Harper, probably ask for some time, that, look, there just is no time. We have set in motion a chain of events. We've got to move forward. We were going with you for an extended period of time, and then constantly during the past week, we've just got to have an answer for you. We think if we can get the price rolled back, everybody will forget everything about this in a few months, except the fact that the president rolled back the price of aluminum. Clearly be the victor. The editorials and the paper today are, except for the Wall Street Journal, at least the Times and Tribune are in support of you. The Times in support of your objective of getting the price rolled back. The Times talks a little bit about vacillation, but that's all the Post is very strongly in favor of you, Mr. President. Bob?
Mr. President,
I didn't think we could get the price rolled back. It looks to me as though there's a slight possibility of it. I think we ought to push hard this morning and early afternoon to accomplish that. If we can't, I think we ought to go ahead and put pressure on the industry and the price by selling a large quantity designed to show that we'll have to sell at less than 25 cents. And we can put out these substitution orders. I must say that my views on the latter two points are entirely at variance with the views of everyone else present this morning except Joe. Everyone else believes that we should not take any further action to put pressure on the industry. And this is the opinion of Buford, Joe Fowler, Jack Connor, Nick, Gardner Ackley, Lawson Knott. I differ. I think we ought to, if we can't get the price rolled back, go ahead and sell it 100,000 tons or something like that, to show the public that what while the published price went up, the actual price did not go up.
I can't believe that all those men are for just retreating.
I don't think Nick feels as strong a problem as Joe Fowler.
Well, yeah, Nick,
Jack Connor.
Here with us.
Nick, did not want to, however, take either one of these actions, but he didn't want to retreat. I don't think Joe wanted to retreat. He just said he didn't want to do any more.
Well, we haven't done a goddamn thing but talk. That's the only thing we've done.
No,
we were going to send it the other day, and we let them talk us into calling the man. We procrastinated for 3 days while they raised the price, and now we've been checking ever since.
Well, in any case, the others didn't want to do anything more. I think we should do something more.
Well,
I think
first. I'd like to hear their arguments. Can you summarize them for me? What does he say? Does he think that we've had a great victory? Does he think that we can take this line down? What's his viewpoint?
Well, I think he would say that he doesn't believe that any further action is going to move the industry. And it,
Well, I don't think we can accept the fact that the industry is more stronger than we are. We got an objective.
We shouldn't use